I'm one of those who believes that Veterans Day should be observed every day.
Whenever I see an older person in a restaurant or the post office or out shopping or anywhere, I usually ask if they're a veteran, and certainly if they're wearing their veteran's cap, I will always thank them for their service, and it always means so much to them, and it will mean so much to you too, I promise. I did not serve my country in uniform. Oh, I could have. Like most who were primed for service during the Vietnam War, I was one of those who nervously listened to the radio December the 1st, 1969, the draft lottery. There was a large glass container with 366 plastic balls that affected all men ages 18 through 26. My birthday, August the 13th, was drawn 307th, so I was safe from the draft. If you were born on September the 14th, you were first. No, I didn't serve, but having been blessed with a microphone to make a living for so many years, I was able to give a platform to many of those who did right here in the Brazos Valley, both on these airwaves through Bravo Brazos Valley for 19 years, but for 7 years on KAMU's Veterans of the Valley. It was possibly my life's greatest honor to be able to let more than 150 Brazos Valley veterans tell their story of service or of combat, how they earned their bronze or silver star or their stripes or their purple heart, or just how they served gallantly without medals or ribbons or even more than a buck private, but served nonetheless and were able to come home from Europe or the Pacific or Korea or Nam or Iraq or Afghanistan to their families and how they still grieve for their buddies who didn't come home. A little peek behind the curtain here, I'll tell you every one of those some 150 veterans I was able to interview on radio or TV, I was able to go to their home, sit down with them at the kitchen table on their sofas with them and just visit about their service. And with their permission, I recorded all of those informal conversations and I still have them. And thanks to the technology called YouTube, you can listen to them anytime. Did you know that? The easiest way is to go to YouTube on your computer. There's a search button and just search Brazos Valley Vets. And there you'll see a listing of most of those 150 vets that I was able to speak with. And you can click on any of them and listen to those stories in their words, their voices. Many of them are gone now. And it's my hope that their children, their grandchildren, even further up the family tree will listen. Find out things they didn't know about Grandpa or Grandma. Some of them may not have known Grandpa or Grandma at all. Now, this is not at all meant to talk about what I've done, but rather what these magnificent men and women allowed me to do. It has been the honor of my life. It is Veterans Day, a celebration of the lives and service of men and women unlike any other. Remember that the traveling Vietnam Wall will be on display at the Museum of the American GI just down south on Highway 6, south of Santa's Wonderland, on the bypass. That starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday afternoon. It's free. It's open around the clock. There's some marvelous ceremonies planned in conjunction with that. But regardless of how you celebrate and how you remember, the most important words that they can hear is just thank you for your service. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.